All right. I'm glad you guys, I'm sure you guys are as glad as we are that the process has come to an end. It was really a unique draft. You know, when we entered this thing or when we talked about it going into it, we talked about how deep this draft was, and we certainly saw that throughout the draft. I think the one thing that we kept talking about, at least by our rankings, this thing continued to break real clean. And what I mean by that, usually in a draft, the first or second round, you usually get, well, you know, it'll usually follow suit because everybody likes the better players. And then as it opens up, it usually opens up as you go through and teams are grabbing guys and you usually have more guys available to you that you had a particular feel for. But this year, it seems like everybody was selecting from the same group of players because it was so deep. And it was really interesting to see how it broke. But we thought it broke well for us. We're very happy with the results. We break it down. You know, we got 5 defensive players and 4 offensive players. We got somebody for every position group except the quarterbacks. And, you know, we realize we got some good players. There's no finished products. Each one will have a different challenge. And we're excited about it. Coach and I didn't get to talk about Stephon Tuitt. Again, a big athletic kid. He was bigger this year than he needed to be. I think he'll be the first one to tell you that. He had double hernia surgery in the springtime. Really didn't get a chance to properly heal and condition. He went right into the season and had a good year. The year before that, he had a great year. I think it was 11 sacks. Dre Archer, you know, we look at this draft and we think we got the fastest player in the draft. And you look at Daniel McCullers, I'm pretty sure we got the biggest guy in the draft. But Dre's exciting from a position flexibility, running back, wide receiver, kick returner with an opportunity to return punts as well. Martavis Bryant, you know, in previous drafts, this kid would have gone probably late second round, but the depth of the receivers, we were fortunate that he was available to us at the bottom of the fourth. He's big and he's fast and he's raw. He's got a lot of upside. Shaquille Richardson has a prototypical size you want in a starter-capable corner. He's fast. He's athletic. He's got a chance. Wesley Johnson, versatile offensive lineman, spent most of the year this year at left tackle, but he's also started at center and guard. So you got a 5-position guy. Hopefully he can add some depth. Jordan Zumwalt. Jordan played in our defense basically what is equivalent to our defense at UCLA, where Lou Spanos, who used to coach the linebackers here, was the defensive coordinator. So Jordan's got a lot of familiarity with what we do, and he's played both inside and outside and on special teams there, so we love that versatility. Daniel McCullers, as I mentioned, is a gigantic guy. I mean, he's always 6'7", he's 352 pounds. He plays basically defensive tackle. I'm sure Coach will move him between tackle, and he's long enough to play defensive end. He's just gigantic. He's hard to move. And then Rob Blanchflower, University of Massachusetts, he had a little bit of a down year productivity-wise. He had a sports hernia issue that he dealt with and finally had surgery on in the spring. But he's played attached. He's played some in the slot. He's played some on the wing. He's played some as an 8. So, again, the versatility is something we were real happy with the majority of these guys. Coach?
Yeah, and not obviously reiterating some of the things that Kevin said, but I think if you look at the men that we had an opportunity to select this weekend, their size, their speed, and their versatility. And obviously those are things that we value. We buy into the upside of these young men, and we look forward to getting down to business and working with them and putting them in the group that's already here.
Questions? Mike, how important was it for you, for this team to get faster?
You know, I think you covet speed, obviously, but it's football. It's not a track meet. If you get a capable football player who happens to be fast, then it's an asset. And the speed players that we were able to acquire in this draft fit the bill in that regard. They're football players first who happen to be extremely fast.
Kevin, were you looking to do more to help cornerback, or the way the picks you made, is that just kind of the way the draft broke?
The way it broke, you know, there were, when we took any player that we took, really, we were happy to get where we got them and felt fortunate to get them. So again, we weren't going to reach for any position that we didn't feel comfortable with. And you knew a guy like Shaquille Richardson was probably going to be available in the fourth or fifth round. So the depth at that position was probably right about there. You know, that was, we knew you could get a player later on. You just hoped he was going to be there, and fortunate for us, he was.
Kev, what was the overriding factor with Dree Archer, and is that just a little early for a situation?
I don't think so, because he can, return guys change games. And in my mind, return guys are starters. Had the good fortune of being with a guy named Mel Gray, who was a running back at Purdue University. And he was, he was the best returner, one of the best returners in the history of the NFL prior to the Hesters of the world. And they change games. And when you get a guy like that that can change a game, his kick return ability is unique. I mean, it's really special. And whatever he can add to us offensively, we see some value there.
And not only that, Jared, but, this guy was a highly productive offensive football player. In 2012, I think he was 1,400 yards rushing. This guy lines up out of the backfield and is a legitimate route runner and shows a skill set that's conducive to doing some real receiver things as opposed to a running back removed from the backfield. So he's fast, yes. He's kick return capable. All those things are obvious. But this is a guy that's going to create some unique opportunities for us from a package standpoint in terms of getting him identified. Is he a running back? Is he a wide out? He's a splash playmaker. When we took Ryan and we came in here, we talked about we coveted a defensive playmaker over anything else, and he fit the bill in that regard. I think you can say the same thing about Dree Archer. Regardless of position, he's a playmaker. He's the guy that gets yards and chunks and rings up the scoreboard. He scored over 40 touchdowns, I think, in his college career, and has got really impressive numbers, rushing the football, receiving the football, returning the football.
Strong kid too, right, Mike, for his size?
Yeah, he's not small. He's short. He falls into that category. I think he did 20 or so at the combine on the bench. And when you watch him play the game, when you watch him run the ball in particular, particularly in between the tackles, I think that becomes very clear that he is a short guy, not a small guy.
Mike, would you say there's some opportunities for several of these guys to possibly start as rookies?
I'm open to it. Obviously, it's not something that's going to be given to them. They'll be given an opportunity to earn it. But I do believe that within this group, there's some guys that are very capable of doing just that.
Mike, Bo's in here after the second pick. He said he had anxiety going into the draft, and it was greatly relieved by the first two picks. Do you have any similar emotions?
Well, that's his perspective, because he's a defensive coordinator, and we took two defensive players. I'm sure Todd had a different perspective. We all got perspectives. If they're good players, I win. So, I don't get caught up too much into that. I want to come out of this thing with good men who are good football players with the potential for upside, and I think in just about all these cases, we're able to do that.
We also talked about most years you ease the rookies in over a year or two. He said that's not the case this year. These guys have a chance to play, start. Your thoughts on playing rookies?
I think they got a chance to start if they earn it every year. And that's just the reality of it. There have been some years where we've had an extremely strong unit, which makes it a tough nut to crack. We'll see what this unit is made of. But I'm not going to prejudge it. I'm not going to go into it with any preconceived notions. I'll let those guys sort themselves out on the grasses of Latrobe like we always do.
Kevin, Casey, of course, was a first-round pick. McCullers was a lot lower. But John Mitchell said those guys are real hard to find, really big guys who are athletic and do something. How does McCullers compare to Casey when he came out of Texas?
Well, McCullers is...
Casey was a first-round pick.
No, I'm sorry.
Okay? This is a size prospect.
Yeah, Casey was 6'1", Casey was a unique player. And McCullers is just, he's 6'7", and 352, and he's an obstruction. It's a totally different, it's a similar position, but a totally different body build. And, why he was there when he was there, it's hard for me to say. I just, the size is intriguing. And it's, he shows at the Senior Bowl and he does some things and you really say, wow. And, you know, when I made the visit to Tennessee in the fall, you come away and you just say, this guy's gigantic. He can play defense, and it's an obstruction. I know it's a nice big guy to work with, and big guys are hard to come by.
Coach Mann said he was really happy to get a tall receiver. As an organization, why did you feel that a tall receiver is necessary for you guys?
Well, I didn't necessarily buy into the fact that a tall receiver is necessary. He's a capable receiver, one that's capable of producing big plays and has proven that in his time at Clemson. A guy that's capable of taking the top off of the coverage, a guy with some upside. And we're excited about him in all of those fronts. Obviously, he brings a little stature that's different than most of the guys that we have, and versatility, of course, is valued.
Does it make it easier in red zone with the taller guy?
Yes.
Mike, when you look at Cam Thomas and, mm-hmm. and Stephon Tuitt, I know he played a little heavier than probably should have been, and McCullers, is there any emphasis to want to get bigger and hopefully more athletic on up front?
You know, we wanted to infuse some young talent into that group, and we feel like we did it with those guys. You know, big is a good description when you're talking about some of those guys that play in the trenches, and those guys fit the bill.
Thing I think we need to mention about Tuitt also is since the end of the season, he's at the weight that he was at in 2011 or 2012, which provided us with some comfort to know that he did take care of his body. I don't know if he's been in here yet or not, but he's been in good shape since the end of the season. When he got a chance to train, he had a foot injury. He wasn't able to work out at the combine. Myself, Coach Tom, and then Coach Mitchell had to went down to Atlanta the week after the combine to work him out because he wasn't able to work there. He worked out, did great, and had a little foot surgery, and he's fine right now. But that's the point I want to make, is Stephon is the size now that he was in 2012, and that was promising for us.
Anything else?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Ed and, you know, the Trib, you guys wrote a nice story about Bill Nunn, and, you know, we appreciate that. Bill Nunn touched this organization like not many have, and Coach Tomlin and myself and anybody that's worked with the man knows how important and what a special guy he was. And it's ironic, this is the 40th anniversary of the best draft in NFL history, like we talked about the other day, and Bill was certainly a big part of that, and he'll be missed, but he certainly won't be forgotten.
Yeah, we obviously worked with a heavy heart this weekend, but hopefully we honored his legacy with the work that we were able to get done, and hopefully we utilized some of the lessons taught to us by Bill with the work we were able to get done this weekend.
Thanks.